Good evening. The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to Vespers. My name is Anders Peterson. I'm the intern pastor in the village. And tonight you're going to need the four sheets of paper you should have picked up on your way. I'm just kidding. Tonight we are blessed to receive worship leadership from the village youth. The Holden Village Junior Miners and Miners are leading tonight, along with their very able leaders, and I believe they'll introduce themselves. So with that, I invite you to prepare for worship, and we will let you guys take it away.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're really excited to be able to worship with you this evening. The Miners Junior Miners program is the program at Holden Village that serves youth entering 6th through 12th grades. And they're wonderful this week, and we've just had a great time. A theme that's come out for us is that we have a lot of different activities, some of which are kooky and some of which are contemplative. So that's kind of the theme for tonight for our Vespers, is kooky and contemplative. So you'll get a chance to see us do a little bit of both. We have hundreds and hundreds of youth that come through every summer in great numbers, and we get to hear a lot of voices that maybe you don't get to hear every day. So you'll hear a lot of the youth voices here with prayers and song, and also some from some of the youth that have left already, some prayers that you'll hear from them. So Anders said it, you don't have anything in front of you. That's because we're going to teach you some songs. So the first song, we'll all get up to the front, and I'll get up there too, and we'll ask you to stand. So we're gonna learn it via singing call and response. So when I point to myself, that means that I'll be singing. When I point to you, you get to all sing back to me what I've just told you. So I'll start. Love, I'll love you, Lord, forever. Try it.
Love, I'll love, I'll love you, Lord, forever.
Now me.
Love, I'll love, I'll love you, Lord, forever.
Love, I'll love, I'll love you, Lord, forever.
I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Whoa, I'll do my best for you.
Ow, ow, ow. Try it.
I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Whoa, I'll do my best for you.
Ow, ow, ow.
I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Whoa, I'll do my best for you.
Try it.
I'll do my best, I'll do my best. Whoa, I'll do my best for you.
And we have a lot of different verses too, which I'll call out. But the first one that you need to know is love.
I'll love you.
actually going to do what is called the five-finger prayer. And you all get to be a part of this prayer. And how it's going to work is I'm going to lead us in a couple petitions, five to be exact, one for each finger on your hand. And then I will invite you to name, either silently or aloud, whatever has been lifted up in that petition. So I would invite you to pray with me. Loving God, we give you thanks for our hands, the tools that allow us to serve and help us to embrace, allowing us to experience the touch of your creation. And we give you thanks that our hands are able to remind us this night of those who need us to lift them up in prayer. God, we give you thanks for the thumb, which reminds us of those closest to us, our family, our friends, those near to us, and those separated by distance. At this time, I would invite all of you to name those people who are closest to you, either silently or aloud. God, we give you thanks for the pointer, which reminds us of those who lead us and those who guide us. I would ask you to lift those people up that lead and guide each of you. God, we give you thanks for the middle, which is the tallest, and reminds us of those leaders and politicians and those in power who need our prayer. I would invite you to lift those people up. God, we give you thanks for the ring finger, which is the weakest, and reminds us of those who are weak, who are lonely, who are ill, who are isolated, imprisoned, hungry. I would invite you to lift up those people in prayer. God, we give you thanks for the pinky, which reminds us of the young and small, for those children that we know, for those that are young at heart. I would invite you to lift up those children who are special to you, either silently or aloud. God, we give you thanks, trusting in your promise to hear us this day and always. In Jesus' name, we lift up all of these prayers to you. Amen. Amen.
So we can use our hands for prayer. We can also use them for clapping and shaking and sharing peace. So this song that we're going to teach you is a way to do that. So you can all come on up. We'll do the same method. I'll ask you to stand, and then I'll sing, and you can sing in response.
Shake another hand, shake a hand next to ya.
Shake another hand, shake a hand next to ya.
Shake another hand as we sing this song.
Shake another hand as we sing this song.
Shake another hand, shake a hand next to ya.
Shake another hand, shake a hand next to ya.
Shake another hand as we sing, sing this song. Some of you might know this. Shake another hand as we sing,
sing this song.
And I have a feeling you might be able to get the alleluias in here. So let's sing.
Thank you.
Reading from Revelation. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and from the Lamb, through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing each fruit each month, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Hear the voices of the youth of Holden Village who are here presently and from past weeks. We invite you to listen to this meditation of prayers, all of which come from junior minors and minors of Holden Village. As you listen, imagine the kids as they participate in past and present activities, which are both kooky and contemplative. These prayers have been inspired during hikes to Monkey Bear Falls and 10 Mile Falls, as well as after Dock Day. Please join us in the Lord's Prayer at the close of all of our spoken prayers. We will begin in a soft voice, crouching low, and grow louder as our bodies become more expansive and we stand up. Let us pray. The joy and the sadness, all blessings, all part of life. God's grace lives around us, within us, with every smell, touch, sound, and taste. The calm and the ruckus in every moment is a gift that abounds from God. Lord, let us feel the earth's breath and understand why we must care for it as it has cared for us. Let us realize the beauty it holds, from rushing rivers to crawling ants, and give us the foresight to see the consequences of our actions and prevent the destruction of all the life and beauty around us.
Dear God, thank you for all of your creations. Thank you for hope, love, and spirit. Thank you for wind, water, and fire, and especially thank you for Holden Village.
Dear God, thank you so much for letting me have the chance to be in beautiful Holden Village. Please be with people who aren't as fortunate and help them still to have fun and special times with their family. Thank you for creating these amazing mountains and rushing Railroad Creek.
Dear God, please let the workers building the retaining wall succeed and not be delayed, not overly harmful to the environment. Bless nature that it may recover from the grievous wounds we have done to her. Let those who use nature for profit remember that without nature, we cannot live. Why destroy the perfect machine to build an imperfect one? This prayer is rather not hopeful, happy, or sad, but I pray for my grandpa. He has open heart surgery and takes radiation. I hope he recovers and has more time.
Dear God, thank you for bringing my family to Holden so we can enjoy its beauty and feel closer to you than ever before. Please watch over everyone's travels as they come and go.
Thank you for allowing us to raise awareness of the world around us, of what is threatening it, and what can be done to stop it. Please give us perspective. Cultivate our attention to the earth and each other. Help us understand that we are part of nature and in relationship with it. Help us see nature and beauty in the wilderness and in the city, in the extraordinary and the ordinary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus loves me.
He who died.
He who died.
Heaven's gates to.
Heaven's gates to.
Open wide.
Open wide.
Came to give us. Spell his name a J. What's it spell?
Jesus.
Softer.
Jesus.
Softer.
Jesus.
Well, I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Does he know?
Does he know?
Have I ever?
Told him so.
Jesus loves to.
Jesus loves to.
Hear me pray.
Hear me pray.
That I love him.
That I love him.
And so I say.
So I say.
Can you spell his name a J?
J.